It's later than we think. What to do about rising waters? Well, that's what scientists and policymakers are talking about at a conference in Honolulu today. HBR's Ku'uwehi Hiraishi joins us with the lowdown.
Morning. Yes. Aloha, Catherine. So this Hawaii Climate Conference, sort of the big, first big taking on of Kuleana from this commission. So folks might remember back in 2017, Governor Ige, David Ige, sort of enacted the first, was the first state to enact legislation to kind of stick with the Paris Agreement. So in sort of taking that on, this commission was created, and it's sort of heads of all different county agencies, planning commissions, and some of our state departments and experts, local experts, who are trying to figure out how to prioritize the response to climate change. Everyone sees this. We see it out in the community and coastal erosion, extreme weather events. These are things that we see every day. This commission is trying to figure out how to implement changes so that we can mitigate it and also adapt to it. So this conference is sort of bringing in national and local experts to have this these deeper discussions on how to implement that. So they've come up in this last year, I think some folks might remember the sea level rise vulnerability report and adaptation report. So that was sort of the first product coming out of this commission. And this conference is sort of going to call out more from that discussion to figure out what they can actually do in terms of having actual policies implemented. So I spoke to Ano Hiddle. She's the coordinator for the Hawaii Climate Change Mitigation and Adaptation Commission, who's hosting today's conference. And she kind of runs into the two main focuses for the commission, at least for this year, the two priorities.
The commission's focus has been primarily on the mitigation side, on ground transportation issues. And they're looking at how to reduce emissions from that. Even though Hawaii doesn't have a huge global footprint, we do have emissions, and per capita emissions not as high as U.S. mainland average, but it is very high compared to the rest of the world's average. So that's one thing that we're looking at, and the commission is also focused on the adaptation side, very importantly for Hawaii, on the sea level rise issues and the impacts and how to adapt to those. So
today is all about action and figuring out, okay, these are what this is where we want to be. What can we do? So on the sea level rise discussions, I guess, or that side of it, it's trying to figure out how to direct development away from our coastal areas. It's trying to get landowners who have assets or have homes or infrastructure in these low-lying coastal areas to make sure they have a plan for adapting to sea level rise so that it's not like, all of a sudden this, you know, sewer system just wipes out on the road. So those discussions are going to be had today. And then on the ground transportation side, it's stuff like coming up with a better regulatory framework for car sharing, because we do know, especially here on Oahu, that's been hard to figure out. When it comes to parking and things like ownership of whatever parking space is going to be used for car sharing. So lots of interesting discussions. A sort of general theme that I thought was really interesting is the commission has been trying to make sure that all these discussions are had not just through or seen, not just through a climate lens, but through an equity lens. So is this something that if we're going to take on this strategy for adapting to climate change, is this something that is only available to certain households or income households? Or is this something that everyone can easily transition to? So Hiddle says that is sort of the common thread of all. That was the main keynote speaker was talking about that this morning. But all the other discussions are going to try to weave that into it. So she kind of gives us an idea of an example of what equity should look like.
I've heard equity talked about as a, if you've heard of sidewalk cuts. Yes. And how sidewalk cuts are by law for the people who are, it's for handicap accessible and for people to be able to get, you know, from the road to the sidewalk and mm-hmm. vice versa. But really, everybody uses it, right? So people who've got babies and strollers, people who've got bicyclists, skateboarders, all these folks use it. But so it's just that one thing for one segment of the population lifts everybody. It makes life easier for everybody. And that's what we'd like to see with climate strategies that are clean, equitable, and resilient, is that you lift everybody.
So, yeah, it is, because I think a lot of times when policymakers get together and have these discussions, that part of the equation isn't usually at the top of their mind. But I think with the high cost of living here in Hawaii, it was something that the commission was very cognizant of. And in having these conversations, those are the questions they're going to be asking these experts. You know, okay, carbon tax, but that's essentially regressive because, you know, folks with a lot of money can't really make that transition easily. So what Hito had brought up or suggested was, what about moving that tax higher up the income stream and putting it on the producers or the importers or someone else that can afford it, you know, and it may trickle down, but at least sort of doing it in a way that everyone can come on board with.
I know I've seen a report where I think it's Florida that's looking at the same kind of a thing, you know, very similar to Hawaii, but they were looking at neighborhoods that might be impacted and whether there is more of a impact on those lower folks on the lower tier. So yeah, lots to really think about as we plan ahead.
Exactly. I think I can't remember the name of the expert from Florida, but she or he is also on the agenda today in terms of figuring out how to, that's right, Dr. Jennifer Jurado from Broward County, trying to figure out how to pay for these. So there were three panels today, one on sea level rise, another on ground transportation, and the third is really that big question of how do we fund all these, pie in the sky hopes and goals and make it work.
Right, and we have to hurry up.
And we have to hurry up. That is also there.
The water's rising. All right, thanks so much, Kuvehi. That was Kuvehi Hiraishi talking about a gathering at the East-West Center where the focus is climate change. You can find her full story at hawaiipublicradio.org.